Destiny. I'm Wayne Scherer, international speaker, author, entrepreneur, business coach, your best friend. And I'm happy you're here, and I'm happy you joined me today, because today we're going to look at how to leave your job today. Okay, now that sounds really good. How many people want to be independent on their own, working from home, and not have to deal with their job anymore? Is that you? Is that something you want to be? People want to leave their job for all kinds of reasons. Maybe they hate their boss. Maybe they don't hate their boss. Maybe they just don't like their job. Maybe they do like their job, or maybe they just want independence. Maybe they like their job, but they can't seem to move ahead in their job. Maybe you lost your job, but you still have money to invest in building your business. Maybe you're like me when I started, sitting in an empty room with no furniture, no food, no clothing, no nothing. And you're trying to figure out where you're going to go next. And you see the only route for you is to build your own business. Maybe there's a whole lot of reasons. Maybe you want to just get that extra money. Some people call it success just making an additional $500 a month. I know when I got to the point I was making the $500 a month, it's paying for my groceries and a few other things. So I was pretty happy, but that wasn't my goal. So I want you to go beyond whatever your goal is, but I also don't want you to make goals that you really don't want. So today we're looking at those who have a goal of leaving their job, how to leave their job today. Now, before I go any further, I want you to do something very, very simple, if you would, please. Right now, while you're listening, go to WayneScherer.com. Go to WayneScherrShow.com. WayneScherrShow.com. And up in the upper left-hand corner, click the like button and share this with somebody, because you're going to get some great information and they should be able to share it too. All right? How to leave your job today. Now, this isn't anything fancy. I don't know about you, and I don't know about everybody else, and I don't know about what kind of crazy things people are telling you. I just know what it really takes. You know that I'm not going to tell you everything is great and everything is roses and everything is simple and everything is easy. I'm just not that kind of person. You know, I don't claim to be the super social guy. I don't claim to be the guy who stirs up massive crowds and things like that. Although I certainly can if that's what the position I'm in. You're listening right now because you want to do what I'm doing, working from home. And you want to leave your job today. And so let me relate something to you really quick. I was listening just the other day to another webinar. And these folks were trying to sell their coaching program for multi-level marketing. And nothing wrong with that. Coaching and mentoring, I advocate, is key to your success. And, of course, that's why it's a major part of the Easy Lead Network, easyleadnetwork.com. And the problem I had with them was they weren't being realistic. they still use the fake you out stuff. When somebody asks a really stupid question, and everybody in the audience is going, that's a really stupid question. And they go, now that's a great question. I really can't do that. I don't use the word can't much, but I don't want to do that because I don't like to mislead people. If somebody asks a really dumb question, I have this habit of telling them, of looking at them like, are you kidding me? You actually believe that or whatever it's about, you know? So the question the person asked, they wanted the coaches to tell them how long it was going to take them to complete their training, which of course is not a good question. If you're still going around the web looking for somebody to guarantee how fast you're going to make money yourself, that's not a good question, because that is totally dependent on you. So if you want to leave your job today, the number one first thing you must do is realize who's responsible for making that happen. It's not the coach you hire. It's not the the $47 program you bought. It's not the $7 program you bought on Warrior Forum. None of those things are responsible for you leaving your job today. That's all on you. You doing some due diligence and finding a good coach, and then working with them. If they don't work for you, then stop working with them and move on. Make arrangements so that you can move on if what you're doing doesn't work for you. Because if a coach doesn't work for you, it doesn't mean the coach is bad. I know people like to say that if they don't work for me, they must be bad, but that's not true. Everybody has different personalities, and everybody works with different people different way. Lots of people work with me just great because I don't step on tulips. I don't even step around the tulips. If something is crap, I call it crap. That's and that's just the way it is. And to me, that gets things moving a lot faster. A lot of people can't handle that, and I know that. And so they wouldn't be the person that would be working with me. All right, they'd be looking for somebody who always tells them when they ask an incredibly stupid question. Here's an example. My roommate in college had an incredibly stupid question. What do you mean by yes? Actually, he used to say, what do you mean by no? Now, that's a stupid question, okay? And I would tell him so. I said, don't ask me stupid stuff. What do I mean by no? There's only two letters in the word no, N and O. If you don't understand those two letters when they're together, then you have a serious problem. And, you know, I was saying stuff like that when I was in college, so it only got more direct as I got older and more in charge of things and more responsible for making things happen. There are stupid questions. As an adult, you better realize that. Some of the things, you know, what else? Going down a path here, I don't want to go down, but what else is a stupid question? Well, if I give you a training and you don't do it, and you start asking me questions about a training, any question you ask me about that training is a stupid question because you never did the training, okay? It's that simple. And I'm not going to tell you that's a great question because the first thing I'm going to ask you is, did you do the training? Did you watch the video? Did you read the handout or whatever? Did you do it? And if the answer is no, then that's a stupid question. So you see what I'm going here? You are responsible for what you want. There are stupid questions. And if you want to leave your job today, you need to take responsibility for what you're doing. But what's the number two thing? All right? The number two thing. If you want to leave your job today, the number two thing you have to do, and this goes back to this same presentation. These coaches actually told people that that mindset wasn't important. That mindset wasn't a problem, that if you were on this webinar, you had the right mindset, which of course is absolutely not true. There's plenty of people that go on these webinars and they are doing nothing but looky-loos, trying to, you know, I think I'll try this a little while. And that's exactly the problem. That's the mindset that gets you working, because a lot of these people's little while is a couple days or even just a couple weeks or even just a couple months, and none of that is long enough. The mindset has to be that you're committed to making your business work no matter what, okay? If you can't make that, no matter how hard it is for you, no matter how difficult it is for you, no matter what barriers you have to crawl over, crawl under, crawl around, dive through, break in half, whatever it may be, then you are not ready to be in business. If you aren't ready to attack all of those things, okay? There's no just feeling around. This isn't a feeling around thing. Having a business, having a business is an investment. So that takes me to the third thing you must have in order to be ready to go in business and leave your job today. You must realize that the day you start your business, unless you have a bunch of money in the bank and a bunch of investors behind you, is not the day you're going to leave your job, all right? That's the way it is. Getting a business is a process. If you aren't going to commit yourself to a process of taking steps and building to the point of achieving goals so that you get to the point where you make enough income and you can tell your boss goodbye, then it ain't going to happen, all right? It isn't going to happen. So that's the ultimate final third step to being able to leave your job today. That's the real reality. If you can't understand that you cannot go online, open up a program you bought this week, and fire your boss next week, 99.99% of the time, then don't even bother trying. I mean, seriously, you're the kind of person that should quit before you even start, because you'll save a lot of money, you'll save a lot of frustration. Instead of being mad at your boss and mad at the programs and mad at the coaches and mad at everybody online that's succeeding, you'll just stay mad at your boss, okay? It's better just to be mad at as few people as possible. And that's a fact. You know, do you like being mad at everybody? I don't know. I don't like being mad at anybody. But some things do make me mad once in a while. Not people asking stupid questions. I do look at them like they're crazy. And sometimes I even laugh out loud. But that's just the way it is. If you can't live with that, no, don't talk to me. But if you cannot do step three, realize that your business is a process, and that, but starting it today, unless you have a bunch of money in the bank built up to back you up for months to come, that you're not leaving your job today, then you will not be leaving your job. You're going to be leaving your job today is if you've done all three of these things and you've got to the point where you realize that you're consistently creating the income and it's working. And now you're going to leave your job today. That is going to happen, all right? Almost none, I would say actually none. Anybody who had to start on a very low budget that was really struggling did not get rich the next day, okay? It didn't happen. They had to build. They had to make a commitment to themselves. They had to be willing to fight through anything. They had to be willing to not let anything stop them. They had to be willing to accept responsibility for everything that happened to them in building their business. That's how you leave your job today. And then when they got to the point where things started to build, and then they started duplicating what they were doing and realizing that it doesn't happen overnight. Well, they got to that point because they did realize it doesn't happen overnight. And then everything was when they started setting goals that were smaller, it doesn't, like I've always said, having that ultimate goal is great, but you got to have the steps in between. It's a process. It's a building process. It requires coaching and mentoring. It requires certain tools, and it requires a system that you can follow, all right? And which is why I put together the Easy Lead Network for you, because it also includes four products in markets. That's kind of like the fifth thing that's necessary. Products in high demand markets that people feel like they must have in order to succeed at whatever that particular niche market is trying to achieve. All right? The people are suffering pain without them. If they don't have these tools or products or services, they will not be able to get where they're going. They understand that, and you have what they need. And that's exactly what we focus on. That's why I put together in the Easy Lead Network, LEAD Network, the EasyLeadNetwork.com, all those things for people. See, I only wanted people that were selling valuable products. As you know, my lead product is the 7-minute workout. And it is that way because I know that it's valuable. I do my 7-minute workout every other day. I am muscularly more healthy than I ever was, even than the 22 years I was physically working out in the Navy. I am muscularly more healthy than I ever was. I can't say that I can run further than I ever did, because I really, in the Navy, I used to run all the time, and I was more cardiovascularly fit because I did a lot more of that. And honestly, I didn't really like that, but I did it because it was a part of what I had to do to succeed there. Like I said, I'm always willing to do whatever it takes to be the best success in whatever I'm doing. But it isn't what's needed for me to be the best success in business now. So I don't focus so much on the cardiovascular, though I am quite healthy that way. I'm not like I'm going to die or anything. My muscles are stronger than they ever were. And despite the fact that I've had since I was 12 years old, I've had two herniated discs, and they were progressively getting worse. I've got control of that by using the 7-minute workout. I have two professional fitness people teaching me, and I came to realize that I thought I knew a lot about fitness, and I would have told people that almost endlessly, religiously, argued with them that I knew about fitness. And then I finally gave in that I didn't know about fitness and realized when I started doing 7-minute workout that I'm right. I don't know about fitness. And these guys do, and they're doing it right. And everybody that wants to be fit should be doing this. And I believe that I got to the point where I was done building my other business that I had an obligation now to bring 7-minute workout to as many people as I possibly could. But like anybody in the online businesses, I also wanted multiple streams. So I developed four different ways to bring things to people who wanted things that they absolutely had to have in order to grow in whatever market they wanted to grow in. Not whatever they wanted it. But if they were growing in, I chose markets where had tons of people that wanted to grow desperately, and I had products that would actually help them do that. So that's what you have to, you know, I always go through that kind of spiel a bit, but it's like I said, if you're talking to people and teaching people and mentoring people, you're not willing to talk about your own products, then you should be. That means you're embarrassed by your products, and if you're embarrassed by your products, you shouldn't be selling them, okay? So I think no matter what you're doing, you should pay the $47 for a year of this fitness program, even if you don't sell it. That's what I believe. I believe that strongly, and I believe that you are crazy if you don't. I had somebody tell me the other day, at Christmas church, as a matter of fact, I wanted to try to bulk up, and so a protein and fat bulk up program. And I was like, protein and fat? I was like, well, that'll bulk you up, all right. Bulk you up with fat and muscle. I mean, it'll help you with the muscle to protein, but eating fat, that's interesting. Some of you are probably sitting here going, well, that works. I heard about that. Oh, yeah? Well, I'll tell you what. The professional's bodybuilder doesn't say that. The professional world champion taekwondo instructor doesn't say that. And I'll tell you what, if if a bodybuilder gets to be a bodybuilder by not doing protein and fat, they do protein, but eating extra fat, eating tons of extra fat, I was like, that's crazy. Well, I was going to argue with the guy at Christmas Mass. I just kind of nodded my head and said, oh, well, that's interesting. Protein and fat. You're going to eat extra fat. How's it working so far? Well, it didn't work out so hot. You know, that's the kind of thing. But anyhow, you get the point. I think everybody should be doing for $47 a year, you'd be crazy not to be doing that. If you're going to pay a gym that much a month, and then some of you have your personal body, your personal coaches who they never won any physical competitions. All they did was graduate college with a degree in physical training that may or may not be good, and you don't know. And these guys, they've done it, and they still do it, and they do it every day. And that's where I learned that these guys really do know what they're talking about. All right, so three things you need. Do that. It doesn't work, okay? There are services you must be committed. And if you are, I'm committed to you. I'm 100% committed to you. I want you at easyleadnetwork.com. So before we end here, I want you to realize there's no obligation to go watch the five-step downline system at easyleadnetwork.com. So you should be doing that. And then afterwards, even if, when you sign up afterwards, there's no obligation even at that point. Other than I'll talk to you personally, or whoever sent you there did. But if you're coming off of this podcast, I sent you there, and I'll talk to you personally. So I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'm looking for those people who understand the three steps it takes to leave your job today. They work. They are what it takes. And when people tell you they are not, they are absolutely loons, and they are trying to do nothing but, like this coaching program was to get you into their coaching program. And I guarantee you, one of the first things they start doing in the coaching program is then start getting you the right attitude. So that was funny to me. That I couldn't even believe how they started that. Well, that's it for today on Being Your Destiny. Are you ready to leave your job today? Are you ready to be your destiny? Now that we're done, go on over to easyleadnetwork.com. easyleadnetwork.com. Watch the five-step downline training. There's no obligation to do that. You lose nothing. You gain a starting point. You gain a starting advantage in whatever you're doing. And then when you go ahead and fill out the little sign-up block below, I'll be in contact with you personally. All right. See you then. See you next time. You're great.